Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Sam Stein, managing editor of The Bulwark. I'm joined by a potpourri of personalities here. We got Sarah Longwell, JVL, Will Sommer. They don't need introductions. Everyone knows them. And we are coming live because Pam Bondi, Attorney General Pam Bondi, is now former Attorney General Pam Bondi. Donald Trump has announced she is fired. Here is the bleat. You can read it with your own eyes. We love Pam. And she will be transitioning to a much needed and important new job in the private sector. She doesn't even get like the Shield of the Americas. That's rough. There's a lot of people who have thoughts, but since she is the publisher, I'm going to go to Sarah first. Sarah, stop smiling.
JVL, JVL, what do we like? Yeah. What do we like, JVL?
When bad things happen to bad people. Give me a cigarette.
Listen, whoever replaces Pam Bondi is going to be terrible, but this is still a good day. This is still a good day, and we shouldn't miss an opportunity to celebrate this. Now, here's the thing. The Daily Mail has a great piece up. I don't want to preempt it, but somebody else can talk about it broadly, but part of what is in it is that Pam Bondi was fired last night. This is when she was informed last night before Trump gave that insane speech that said absolutely nothing about the Iran war. And she begged, like one of the main things in it is that she asked for more time. And to me, this is very interesting because I think that for Pam Bondi, the reason that this is happening is because of an original sin. Like this is a long time coming because Pam Bondi, who was, remember, Matt Gaetz was supposed to be Attorney General, and Matt Gaetz would have never screwed this up the way that she did. Pam Bondi came out of the gate and said, files are on my desk. And then she gave all of the weird MAGA influencers these binders, right? And from then on, she was screwed because she was in a position of having to put this stuff out for the base. And because she was an establishment sort of compromise pick, she never understood the MAGA lizard brain. She never understood that this was going to get away from her, that she wouldn't be able to just make those lies. They all think that they can just sort of lie and that people will let them do it. And it turns out she got caught in this and it became this enormous albatross around their necks. And Trump needed a sacrificial lamb on it. And I just think it's funny, though, Trump is not going to be able to admit that he fired her for botching the Epstein cover-up, because that would require admitting that there's been an Epstein cover-up. But that is why she is being fired. My top line thought.
JVL?
I mean, I'll read from the Daily Mail.
Okay, it's so good. I just want people to appreciate. Part of the story makes no sense. Zero sense. Like, you look at it and you're just, what the fuck is this? But some of it is just so good.
Let me speak, Sam.
Okay.
Trump informed the Attorney General. Should I read in a British accent?
Why are you British? Why is it British?
Because it's the Daily Mail, Sarah.
No, there's no
Trump
need.
Informed the Attorney General last night, shortly before his Iran speech, that she would soon be leaving the Justice Department, according to a senior administration source. Following the meeting, Bondi left Washington, D.C. on Thursday and flew back to her home. She remained at the White House for the remainder of Trump's speech. Bondi responded by pleading with the president to give her more time in the role. But Trump remained firm that her time leading the agency was over. The Daily Mail can exclusively reveal she was unhappy and tried to change his mind, the source said. She begged like a dog. Not actually in the Daily Mail story. Sorry. However, the president told her she was fired and then an announcement would be made shortly. The announcement was set to be made on Friday, but was rushed on Thursday due to all the media attention, according to the source. The fact that Trump fired her at midday on a Thursday before Easter weekend, instead of waiting to bury it, is a sign there is no greater disrespect. At least Kristi Noem got to go to her fake Shield of the Americas job. Pam is being kicked to the curb with not even really the pretense of like, yeah, she'll get some super important needed private sector job, probably.
And that wasn't
and,
even
and on the, a Thursday.
And that wasn't even the weirdest part of the Daily Mail story. I'll continue reading.
Please.
Trump's reasoning for the sudden dismissal comes in part because the president believes Bondi tipped off Eric Swalwell about the FBI's efforts to release investigative documents related to his relationship with an alleged Chinese spy. She's intervening in these matters. The White House wasn't pleased. She was intervening due to her personal friendship with Swalwell, the source added. It's unclear why Bondi would have intervened, but it is believed that Bondi and Swalwell have a friendly relationship. I'm calling bullshit. Such bullshit. No fucking way. No way. Will, what are the actual reasons that you think happened? And you need to make sure your microphone works and is not muted. That red button. There you go.
There we go. Yeah, I looked that up as well. The Daily Mail said, you know, their famous friendship, you know, according to this Trump source. I thought, well, are they from the same state? You know, how do they know each other? And then, I mean, there's no evidence of it. He's always ripping into her and, you know, vice versa. And so this is so crazy. You know, look, I think, you know, Sarah makes a good point here about the Epstein stuff. That really was kind of the moment that even the Trump base was like, well, wait a minute. If they're giving these fake files to Jack Posobiec, what's going on here? But, you know, also there is this aspect, as I think Sam pointed out, that, you know, she had failed just over and over to get Trump's enemies indicted. And I think clearly that's something he really wants. You know, whether it's Jim Comey, I mean, some of these people got indicted, but weren't prosecuted. People like Jim Comey, Letitia James, you know, all these Democrats who had said troops don't have to follow unlawful orders. So I think it's really, you know, I think the ominous side is that, you know, whoever's going to replace her is probably more willing and, I think from Trump's eyes, more effective at doing that.
Well, the sandwich guy too. She failed to indict the sandwich guy. Don't forget.
She couldn't
our
even
hero.
Get the sandwich guy.
She couldn't but a lot even of these indict are heroes a ham sandwich.
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, I want to go
she
back.
She also pulled the top of the stock market while under oath.
Can we do amazing. It? Let's play it. Let's play it. Cause everyone's talking about the Dow 50,000. Let's just play it. It's so, so beautiful.
The Dow right now is over. The Dow is over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing. You're a great stock trader, as I hear, Raskin. The Dow is over $50,000 right now. The S&P at almost $7,000. And the NASDAQ smashing records. Americans' 401ks and retirement savings are booming.
I don't know.
I'm just going to effort the Dow right now while you talk.
No, it's 40. I was doing that too.
46,443. Yeah. Maybe I don't know if anyone's looked at crude right now, but what's it?
65.64 for the S&P. Crude 113, I believe. Brent crude 113.
Yes, but also regardless of
sorry,
what those
107.
Numbers, yeah,
sorry.
But whatever the numbers are, it doesn't matter. They have nothing to do with the Epstein files. That was like, what was the point? She's like just shouting that into the ether. Here's the thing, though. Let me ask you guys this. This is a genuine question. That performance was to me like basically a performance Trump would kind of like from her, right? She's like not letting them get anywhere on the Epstein files. Now, I do wonder, she was scheduled on April 14th to testify again. And I don't know if Trump thought, man, we can't have her testify again. If it was, you've screwed up the Epstein stuff and it is now relentless and we can't get out from under it. I don't know if it's failing to secure any indictments from his enemies. Like she's just not going at them hard enough. I know the Swalwell thing's not it, but I do wonder why now on Bondi? What do we think it is?
That's a good point. Well,
I mean,
go ahead,
Jamil. My view is it's Iran. Things are going badly enough in Iran that he's like, I gotta make some news. I gotta control the news cycle. And so let's fire Bondi. Maybe we'll fire Tulsi next, which is the rumor.
I would fire all the women. 100%
fire all the women in my cabinet.
Doesn't that make you a little bit? I 100% agree with JBL. To me, this is just an absolute classic Trump chase the shiny object moment. And it almost makes you like, I'm not,
get Alito to resign so I can nominate somebody. Right. Right.
It doesn't, I'm not uncomfortable talking about it because she is the attorney general. It's huge news. She was a disaster in the post. And of course, we're going to, and we'll get to this in a bit, figure out who's going to replace her. But there is a little bit of discomfort in talking about it because I know he wants us to talk about it. You know he wants us to talk about it. So I, it does seem like a classic chase.
I wrote 2,000 words about Iran this morning, so it's okay.
People should read it, and as you know, they should obviously
got a great headline.
I will say so.
I do think so. You know, last night
you read that right before we hopped on.
Yeah, that was the first thing I said. I'm sorry. Of course I will read it because I'm sure it was great. I will tell you, I was watching you guys last night, jealous. I wanted to come do what Tim did and jump on the live sure. after that speech because I was beside myself about that speech. How utterly...
You can always come and jump on.
I know. I was fine. I was in my pajamas. But it was, you know, it was so insane that I do wonder if maybe he informed her. They say in that Daily Mail piece that he decided to do it today because news leaked overnight. I would not be at all shocked if he was like, I got to change the news cycle from that speech, like specifically that speech. That's why it's got to happen right this second, because that was, except unless you're Mark Levin or stupid Rich Lowry being like, that speech was
Mark
amazing.
Thought it was
and you're willing,
bee's knees.
Yeah, if you're willing to debase yourself, that's like watching Joe Biden have that health event on stage and saying,
so we said,
like, best speech Joe Biden's ever given. He won that debate. Completely crushed it. Like nobody did. Nobody said that. But that's where these guys are on that absolute catastrophe. Anyway, I think that's why this is happening right this second. But don't worry, we can walk and chew gum, Sam. We can talk about Bondi, we can celebrate it, and then we can go back to Trump's manifest failures.
That's fine. Hey, Will, question for you. Back to the Epstein files a little bit, but you know, there's no constituency for her, right? Like with Cash, he has some, maybe he doesn't anymore, but the, you know, there's like some dead enders for him, maybe some Hegseth dead enders, but like there's no constituency for Bonnie. That might be why she's easy to just get rid of. Can't do this with RFK.
I think that was her challenge. She really wanted to be, I think she sensed correctly that she needed that base, that kind of like right-wing media fanaticism. She needed to win over the Gateway pundit and its audience. And that's what got her in trouble with the binders. I mean, reportedly she was just like, oh, they're at the White House. The bloggers are at the White House. Let's get the binders for them. And, you know, they'll be impressed. They'll love Pam Bondi because I gave them this exclusive. And it blew up in her face. I mean, she's kind of in a tough spot where on one hand, she's like awkward, as we saw with the S&P thing. I mean, she's a woman. They don't like that a lot of the time. I mean, she's in this position where she's not like a true like MAGA media beast. But on the other hand, she's not like a kind of like out of central casting guy like Todd Blanche, who's like a very serious looking man who's going to get some of the president's dirty work done for him. So I think she was in a tough spot and she's going to caught between these worlds. The last thing I would add before we talk about who's next, in her final weeks, I was struck by how she had really been sort of reduced to just sort of standing with Trump. You know, they went to Graceland and there's this great video that Andrew Egger pointed out that, you know, Trump is talking about how much cooler he is than Elvis and all this stuff. And then it pans out and Pam Bondi's just standing in the corner like she has nothing better to do. She went with him to the Supreme Court arguments for like an hour.
Yes.
I mean, what is the, you know, all of these things are still going on. Iran might try to do an attack on American soil. Nancy Guthrie's still missing, all these things. And the head of the DOJ is just like, yeah, I guess I'll come and hang.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Education Equation with Jeremy Singer is the new podcast exploring real research, real results, and real strategies that improve student outcomes. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Visit theeducationequation.org.
Wait, can I just say that this is a really important point. In Trump's first term, he did this to people. He defenestrated them. He humiliated them. Part of what was happening in his second term, though, is it looked like he was going to stand by people in a different kind of way, right? Especially someone like Bondi. I mean, I always was kind of skeptical he'd let Bondi go because she's such a, she's like a heat shield for him. Like the base doesn't really like her. So she can be this heat shield on the Epstein stuff.
And we thought that she knew too much.
Well, so I don't know about this, JV. Actually, we should unpack this just slightly because I was wondering about this too, which is, do you fire somebody if she knows, if she's like a huge liability? Like, don't you keep actually that person in the tent? Because well, I think...
Where does she go in the private sector, right? He's got plenty of private sector ventures, a lot of crypto money. He's got that new presidential library. He can make it very lucrative if he wants.
He could, but he is humiliating her. And I think this is my point about what's important. I think for Cash, I think for Tulsi, I think for a lot of these people who have been like, no, Trump's going to stand by me. This is a very rattling move for them because this is Trump now being like, no, I'm back to firing people by tweet. I'm ruining your careers. I'm ruining your reputations. I'm making you hold on to all of my baggage and then I'm sending you away with it so I don't have to shoulder it myself. So I want to tell you, I am happy. This is one of the reasons I'm happy. I think it is important, genuinely important for democracy, for people in Trump's cabinet to see that Trump is still the guy who will hang you out to dry, destroy your reputation. You will never recover from it. You will be humiliated. Pam Bondi deserves this. They all deserve it when it happens, but also like it can happen. People who think it couldn't happen the second term, they're wrong.
Yeah, I don't disagree with that. That's a question. It's like they should have known this, right? They should have known this going into this. And this is like the irony of all this is that everyone has seen this pattern of behavior and they still sign up for it because they become convinced that they can withstand the cycle. Like if Matt Gaetz had gotten this job, the same thing would have happened with Matt Gaetz. It just always happens, which leads us to who's next, who's dumb enough to try to do this.
So let me, I know you're driving, Sam. I'm sorry.
No, go, you drive. Drive a little bit.
So I want to ask who's next and... Of the people who could be next, are any of them at risk for going rogue? Because I think Tulsi is. The problem with firing Tulsi is that Tulsi is going to be big mad about all the Iran stuff because she's one of these, you know, let's not do that sort of thing. And she was late to Trump. I think Trump can fire Pam Bondi and she does not have a real public base of support. You can say, well, I'll just buy her off down the line. Tulsi's a little tougher. Can you get rid of Tulsi and still keep her on side? Anyway, that's my question for you guys about who's next and if it's Tulsi.
Oh, see, I thought you were asking who's next to be attorney general, but you're asking who's next to be fired.
Who's next to be fired? And
I agree with you on Tulsi. I think RFK Jr. saw the same problems happen with RFK Jr., which is he will talk about all the ways that he wanted to do more MAHA than Trump, and Trump let down the movement. Cash probably could be next. He'll stay loyal. Trying to think who else.
Well, you know who might not stay loyal? Or like, you know what's interesting about the body thing? Remember who she really got into it with was Bongino. And so like, I would never listen to Dan Bongino's podcast, but if somebody else could go,
Will
for me,
hello, Will Stummer,
as a formal employment condition, I'm going to need you to go listen to Dan Bongino and report back as to how gleeful he might be. The only person today happier than we are to see Pam Bondi out on her ass.
Yeah, because famously he said, I mean, their whole beef was that, you know, he felt she had kind of screwed him over with the base because she kind of implicated him in the Epstein thing.
Yeah, that's right. Well, he's out there with a podcast now.
and he loves fighting. He loves fighting. Well, he was doing it all day today. And I'm sure there's more.
I'll just keep driving for a minute. So who's the next attorney general?
That's what I want to talk about. I have an idea.
Janine.
No, you missed it. There's reports now. There's speculation that she might be going. This is from Scott McFarlane. Yeah, whispers inside DOJ that she might be out. There you go.
Well, I mean, if you're mad about the DC grand juries, I mean, she's the one in charge of that, so she's got to go too.
That's true.
All right, here's my speculation. I pulled a clip for you guys about who you think is going to be next. Let's put it up.
Thank you, Sam.
Okay. You're welcome. Now, Lee Zeldin is the one who everyone's talking about as being next. I mean, it's musical chairs, right? It's just there's like a group of people who they can trust or who he thinks he can trust, and they'll just plop someone in there. Why? Do you have some dark horse candidate, JVL?
No, I'm putting it to the floor. I want to hear you guys. And why not Blanche? Why would Blanche only be acting?
I have a theory. I think you need Blanche in the shadows, meeting with Ghislaine Maxwell, doing the dirty deeds. And on one hand, he gets some heat from the base because they'll be like, he's holding up reparations for Jan 6 people. Or he won't bust, like have the FBI raid the prison where they're holding Tina Peters. But, you know, on one hand, if he's at a deputy level, you can kind of avoid some of the blame over that. And I think you need someone maybe a bit more of a doofus kind of as the face of DOJ to take the fall for these things.
Let me throw out one name. This is crazy, but it's not totally beyond the realm of reason with Trump. Megyn Kelly.
I like it. She'll finally get to the bottom of the Charlie Kirk case.
If he goes Candace, I'm going to flip. But I don't think
she's been offside on Iran, though.
She has been offside on Iran. You can get her onside.
Recency bias.
Yeah, that could be true.
All right, I've got a crazy one that I also think is not that crazy, is that he goes back to he tries Gates again.
Yeah.
Because, you know, here's the thing about the Epstein files. He needs somebody who says the pedophilia ring was good, actually. Like, he needs somebody to do. Oh, God.
There are some people at the Federalist who will make that case.
Yeah. No, I mean, he needs a defender that says, guys, we're talking about, you know, mostly 16, 17-year-olds. Look, in my personal capacity as Matt Gaetz congressman, I know that that's not such a big deal. No, I think it wouldn't surprise me if he tried to put somebody up who was like a lunatic for the media to have a feeding frenzy on, but that actually keeps it away from Trump.
Is there somebody who could be put into this post who would be better than Bondi? I argue no. People forget that Bondi was the responsible choice. I mean, everybody breathed a sigh of relief after he let the Matt Gaetz thing go and was like, oh, well, at least this woman's an attorney. Like,
Good question. You talk. I'm going to look at her confirmation vote while you guys talk.
And
I do believe it was Democrats.
Yeah. So the case I would make to you guys is that having witnessed the last year, any even semi-serious person would think, I can't do this because he'll want me to indict people that I can't get indictments for, and then he'll blame me for it and fire me.
Why have I asked my electrician I found on Angie.com to bury my pet hamster Nibbles in our yard for me? Because I was so moved by how carefully he buried my electrical wires, I knew I could trust him to bury my sweet Nibbles after his untimely end. Nibbles, gone too soon. May he scurry in peace.
Hey, sorry about your pet, but I just wire stuff.
Nibbles would have loved you like a brother.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
And so it would take a crazy person who thinks they can actually get Jim Comey indicted or something nuts like that to take the job.
Yeah, yes. I think there's a lot to that. You know, if I could just make a point about Lee Zeldin, I mean, he is a guy, I will say, who has more clout with the right wing media than Pam Bondi does. Like, he's not like a you know, beloved figure in a way like Cash was, but he worked them. He had, I think, Benny Johnson visit the headquarters and go like, wowee, I can't believe these Democrats were out of control. So, you know, I think he has a little more finesse with them than Bondi did.
I stand corrected. Only one Democrat voted for Pam Bondi. You can guess.
Was it Fetterman?
Yes.
Of course. Hey, Caitlin Collins reporting that Robert Garcia says he still expects Pam Bondi to testify in accordance with her deposition.
That'll be interesting.
I mean, she kind of has to, right? Work?
Can she subpoenaed. Not do it? If she's been subpoenaed, can she not show up to this now that she's in the private sector?
I'm not a lawyer, but I think you have to. I mean, the subpoena doesn't change just because your job status changed. I think you'd have to go. Unless you want to be in defiance of the subpoena.
Wow.
That's exciting. I wonder what the stock market will be doing on that day.
You know what would be here? Listen, if you're a Democratic member sitting on that committee, I'm asking you now, if she shows up, just ask her what the Dow Jones is at this moment. Exactly. Just ask her to look and say, take out your phone. Go ahead. Could you just tell us what the Dow Jones is at, please, Ms. Bundy?
Look, I know we're having a lot of fun. I know we're having a lot of fun with this. I just want to make one point. I have to bounce in a little bit, unfortunately. But there were some, I will just say, her handling of Minnesota and ICE and Preddy was reprehensible. And I don't want that to get lost as we gloat about what's happening here and how silly her handling of the Epstein stuff was and the Dow Jones stuff. She, during the course of that whole horrible month period, both refused to have an investigation into what happened and then had the audacity to request voter rolls from the governor of Minnesota in exchange for cooperating in some sort of oversight into what happened there, or at least to take away some of the ICE presence in the city. I thought that whole thing was like the perfect encapsulation of how wretched this experience was with her as AG.
You know, I think you're making a good point that we should just make very clear, which is people who have decided to go carry water for Trump and his administration like this, they're bad people. Right, who have made horrible decisions and they deserve the level of humiliation that Trump is dishing out. While still, we should acknowledge that this is Trump. Trump is the one who, like, Pam Bondi is getting punished for like mishandling the Epstein stuff, but like, Trump is the one who was really good friends with Epstein. Trump is the one who was trying to keep those things under wraps. Trump is the one who sent Tulsi down. Like, they all deserve the humiliation and the professional ruin that he puts them through. But we also shouldn't lose sight of the fact that all of these things that they have done are because of Trump's policies, because of what he is implementing, because of the cruelty is the point. And they defend them at their peril, but that also comes from Trump. So I just like you, both of those things can be true.
I just want to say that as we look forward to what the next, we're caught looking backward on the Epstein stuff, but from Trump's perspective, the next attorney general's number one task will be election interference. And so, I mean, I'm sort of reversing myself saying that, he's going to want the next person to indict people like Jim Comey. That's probably not right. Trump wanted Bondi to be his retribution candidate, and then he needed her to be his Epstein fixer, and she wasn't good at either of those things. But he has a real need over the course of the next 10 months to have somebody who is going to be able to use the Department of Justice to interfere in investigations or in elections and at least muddy the waters, maybe stop some results from being done, maybe apply pressures to getting voter rolls expunged and stuff like that. And so he might need somebody who's really competent and eager to go after election interference and pursue election interference leading up to the midterms. And so that is like the semi-serious part of this, which actually concerns me a little bit.
Will, who's around from the 2020 project who might be still in the orbit that, you know, would do something like that? There's definitely some folks. I'm not talking about Mike Lindell or Rudy Giuliani.
Oh, I mean, you know, the Wall Street Journal just had a story about like these investigations, these fake investigations into the voter fraud, where you have all these characters, some of whom are now in the Justice Department. I mean, the guy who was just talking about teleporting, who I believe works for DHS and FEMA. I mean, he was a big truther conspiracy guy. And actually, just since we mentioned Tulsi, she's working on the quote-unquote report that is supposed to kind of justify this midterm election crackdown. And I think when we talk about, is she going to get fired? I mean, I think it all really hinges maybe on that report. Like, they can't fire her unless the report comes out. But if it's kind of a dud, maybe they fire her then. But I think that's like really her key role for Trump right now.
Well, I got to run, guys. There is some good video that you should probably play about with Pam at Graceland. Apparently, it's really good.
Well, let's play that just to wrap things up.
You play it. Okay.
A lot of news.
He was just comfortable here.
Yeah, very. This was his home. This, no matter where he lived,
he always came back here.
Always came back here. Whenever he talked about Memphis, it was always home, and that's what this represents.
She's just hanging. Yeah. She looks like she's like a docent.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
The ritual humiliation, man.
She had a job.
I do see a lot of good suggestions in the chat about who could replace. Some of my favorites are, well, Dershowitz. I love that.
Nicki Minaj.
That's a good one. There's been some fun stuff in here. Now I forget. I saw a couple other ones that I was like, oh yeah, Ken Paxton, Kanye West. These are good guesses, folks.
Actually, here's a real possibility.
Ooh, occurred to me. Paxton, that's not a bad one.
Not Paxton, but what about Cornyn?
Oh.
You're not going to win.
I don't think so, actually, because he's
the opposite, right? He'd want to put Paxton into the job to get him out of the race since Cornyn has a better chance.
But Paxton knows he's going to win, and Paxton's not going to take the job. But maybe one of the others. Yeah, it could be interesting. All right, I have to run. I don't know if you guys want to stay on.
Yeah, let's.
I think we've had our victory lap, but
all right. Well, let's call it a feed then. Sarah, JVL, Will, thank you guys so much. Everyone who tuned in, thank you. We love doing these emergency lives. Subscribe to the Bull if you get more content like this. Support the mission. Talk to you soon, guys. Later.
Bye.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I got one here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.